Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Listen Up, Everyone.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. So often in our parish renewal work, we hear faithful, sincere people saying, just tell me what it is I need to do to be a Catholic. The statement, I believe, reflects some of their confusion regarding all the sometimes conflicting messages they hear, different priests' homilies, various bishops' interpretations of Pope Francis, things remembered from childhood, articles and publications on the faith. Whom should they believe? To whom should they listen? What is the truth that God wants for us? What law is there to anchor and guide us? Furthermore, not all of our faith practices and traditions have equal value. For instance, a spiritual guide on TV may command that kneeling is the only proper way to pray, while others may tell us that sitting comfortably and being quiet to listen to God is what is important. The scribe in today's gospel has similar concerns. Which commandment is the one I should listen to? Which one is the greatest? Bishop Jeffrey Robinson in Sydney, Australia, who is an authority on Mark's gospel, explains the dilemma. The Jewish Torah contains 613 laws, 365 prohibitions, and 248 positive commands. But to try to follow the Torah often meant being bound to do two contradictory things at the same time. Consider the dilemma of the story of the Good Samaritan, both Jewish leaders who encountered the injured person knew they were commanded to help a neighbor, but also that they should never risk contagion. And so neither did anything. It was the Good Samaritan, a non-Jew, who saved the wounded person on the roadside. This Lent, we stand with that scribe and sincerely ask Jesus to help us understand and properly prioritize the messages of our faith. As a good Jew, Jesus would have prayed the great Shema every morning and evening. Shema is the Hebrew word for hear, hear, O Israel, or hear, every good Jew. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind. Then, Jesus continues and places on exactly the same level the love of God, love of neighbor, and a healthy love of ourselves. You shall love God with your whole heart and soul, and then in addition, you must love your neighbor as yourself. This is all that matters if we live these commandments the best way we know how. I believe that trying to practice this answer of Jesus is our guide for living a biblical spirituality of compassion, mercy, justice, and peace, in right relationships with God, with one another, and with myself. So the word for today is hear and listen up to the greatness of our God for each of us, prompting us to love, allowing us to pay attention to the needs of our brothers and sisters, and also have a proper respect and love of ourselves. Mm-hmm.